The Nature of Cities, Ecological Visions and the American Urban Landscape, edited by Peter J. T. Johnson, 2015. By Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Nature of Cities, Ecological Visions and the American Urban Landscape, edited by Peter J. T. Johnson, is a collection of essays that explore the relationship between cities and nature. The book examines the ways in which cities have been shaped by ecological forces, and how they can be designed to better serve both human and non-human inhabitants. It looks at the history of urban ecology, the current state of urban ecology, and the potential for cities to become more sustainable and resilient. The book also examines the role of public policy in shaping urban ecology, and the potential for cities to become more equitable and just. The book begins with an introduction by Johnson that provides an overview of the history of urban ecology and the current state of the field. He then provides an overview of the essays in the book, which cover topics such as the history of urban ecology, the role of public policy in shaping urban ecology, the potential for cities to become more sustainable and resilient, and the potential for cities to become more equitable and just. The essays in the book are written by a variety of experts in the field of urban ecology, including scholars, practitioners, and activists. They explore topics such as the history of urban ecology, the role of public policy in shaping urban ecology, the potential for cities to become more sustainable and resilient, and the potential for cities to become more equitable and just. The essays also examine the ways in which cities can be designed to better serve both human and non-human inhabitants. The Nature of Cities, Ecological Visions and the American Urban Landscape is an important book for anyone interested in the relationship between cities and nature. It provides an overview of the history of urban ecology, the current state of the field, and the potential for cities to become more sustainable and resilient. It also examines the role of public policy in shaping urban ecology, and the potential for cities to become more equitable and just. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the future of cities and the environment. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Urbanization and its effects on nature. Urbanization has had a significant impact on the natural environment, leading to the destruction of habitats, the introduction of invasive species, and the disruption of natural cycles. This has had a profound effect on the ecology of cities and the surrounding areas. Urbanization has had a profound effect on the ecology of cities and the surrounding areas. As cities expand, they often encroach on natural habitats, leading to the destruction of ecosystems and the displacement of wildlife. This has a ripple effect on the surrounding environment, as the disruption of natural cycles can lead to changes in the climate, soil, and water. Additionally, the introduction of non-native species can lead to the displacement of native species, resulting in a decrease in biodiversity. Urbanization also has an effect on air and water quality. As cities become more densely populated, air pollution increases, leading to health problems for both humans and wildlife. Additionally, the runoff from urban areas can lead to water pollution, which can have a devastating effect on aquatic ecosystems. Urbanization can also lead to the fragmentation of habitats, which can have a negative effect on species that rely on large areas of undisturbed land. This can lead to a decrease in the population of certain species, as well as an increase in the number of invasive species. Urbanization has had a significant impact on the natural environment, and it is important to be aware of the effects it can have. By understanding the effects of urbanization, we can work to mitigate its negative impacts and create a more sustainable urban environment. Main idea number 2. The role of nature in urban planning. Nature can play an important role in urban planning, providing a range of benefits such as improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. It is important to consider the role of nature in urban planning to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Nature can provide a range of benefits to urban areas, from improved air quality to increased biodiversity. It is important to consider the role of nature in urban planning to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Nature can be incorporated into urban planning in a variety of ways, such as green roofs, green walls, urban parks, and green infrastructure. Green roofs and walls can help to reduce energy costs, improve air quality, and reduce stormwater runoff. Urban parks can provide recreational opportunities, improve mental health, and increase biodiversity. Green infrastructure can help to reduce flooding, improve water quality, and provide habitat for wildlife. Incorporating nature into urban planning can also help to create a sense of community and foster a sense of belonging. Urban parks and green spaces can provide a place for people to gather and socialize, and can help to create a sense of community. Green infrastructure can also help to create a sense of place, providing a connection to nature and a sense of identity. Nature can play an important role in urban planning, providing a range of benefits such as improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. It is important to consider the role of nature in urban planning to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Main idea number 3. The benefits of green spaces. Green spaces in cities provide a range of benefits, including improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. They can also provide a refuge for wildlife and a place for people to relax and enjoy nature. Green spaces in cities provide a range of benefits, including improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. Green spaces can act as a natural filter for air pollutants, reducing the amount of particulate matter and other pollutants in the air. They can also provide a refuge for wildlife, allowing species to thrive in urban areas. Additionally, green spaces can provide a place for people to relax and enjoy nature, which can have a positive effect on mental health. Studies have shown that access to green spaces can reduce stress and improve mood. Green spaces can also provide a range of economic benefits. They can increase property values, attract tourists, and provide a place for people to gather and socialize. Additionally, green spaces can help reduce the urban heat island effect, which can reduce energy costs. Finally, green spaces can provide a place for people to engage in physical activity, which can help reduce the risk of chronic diseases such as obesity and diabetes. Overall, green spaces in cities provide a range of benefits, from improved air quality to improved mental health. They can also provide a refuge for wildlife and a place for people to relax and enjoy nature. Additionally, green spaces can provide a range of economic benefits, from increased property values to reduced energy costs. For these reasons, it is important to ensure that cities have access to green spaces. Main idea number 4. The role of urban agriculture. Urban agriculture can provide a range of benefits, including improved food security, increased access to fresh produce, and improved economic opportunities. It can also provide a way for people to connect with nature and learn about sustainable practices. Urban agriculture has the potential to provide a range of benefits to cities and their inhabitants. It can improve food security by providing access to fresh, healthy produce, and can create economic opportunities for those involved in the production and sale of food. It can also provide a way for people to connect with nature and learn about sustainable practices. Urban agriculture can be a source of pride for a community, and can help to create a sense of place and identity. It can also help to reduce the environmental impacts of food production, by reducing the need for long-distance transportation of food and reducing the amount of energy and resources used in production. Urban agriculture can also help to create a more equitable food system, by providing access to fresh produce to those who may not have access to it otherwise. It can also help to create jobs and economic opportunities in low-income communities, and can help to build social capital and foster community engagement. Finally, urban agriculture can help to create a more sustainable urban environment by providing green spaces and helping to reduce air and water pollution. Main idea number 5. The impact of climate change on cities. Climate change is having a significant impact on cities, leading to increased temperatures, more extreme weather events, and changes in the availability of water. It is important to consider the effects of climate change when planning for the future of cities. Climate change is having a profound effect on cities around the world. Rising temperatures, more extreme weather events, and changes in the availability of water are all having a significant impact on urban areas. As temperatures rise, cities are becoming increasingly vulnerable to heat waves, which can cause serious health problems for residents. Extreme weather events, such as floods and hurricanes, can cause significant damage to infrastructure and disrupt essential services. Changes in the availability of water can lead to water shortages, which can have a major impact on the health and well-being of city residents. It is important to consider the effects of climate change when planning for the future of cities. Urban planners must take into account the potential impacts of climate change when designing new infrastructure and services. Cities must also develop strategies to mitigate the effects of climate change, such as increasing green spaces and improving energy efficiency. By taking these steps, cities can become more resilient to the impacts of climate change and better prepared for the future. Main idea number 6. The role of technology in urban planning. Technology can play an important role in urban planning, providing a range of benefits such as improved data collection, increased efficiency, and improved communication. It is important to consider the role of technology in urban planning to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Technology can be used to collect data on urban areas, such as population density, land use, and infrastructure. This data can be used to inform decisions about urban planning, such as where to locate new housing or businesses, or how to improve existing infrastructure. Technology can also be used to improve the efficiency of urban planning processes, such as by automating certain tasks or providing access to real-time data. Finally, technology can be used to improve communication between urban planners, citizens, and other stakeholders, allowing for more effective collaboration and decision-making. In addition to the practical benefits of technology in urban planning, it can also be used to create more sustainable and livable cities. For example, technology can be used to monitor air quality, water usage, and energy consumption, allowing for more efficient use of resources. Technology can also be used to create smart cities, which use data and technology to improve the quality of life for citizens. Finally, technology can be used to create more connected cities, with improved public transportation and access to services. Overall, technology can play an important role in urban planning, providing a range of benefits such as improved data collection, increased efficiency, and improved communication. It is important to consider the role of technology in urban planning to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Main idea number 7. The role of citizen engagement. Citizen engagement is an important part of urban planning, providing a way for citizens to have a say in the decisions that affect their lives. It is important to consider the role of citizen engagement in urban planning to ensure that cities are equitable and inclusive. Citizen engagement is an essential part of urban planning, as it allows citizens to have a voice in the decisions that shape their lives. Citizen engagement can take many forms, from public meetings and surveys to online forums and social media. By engaging citizens in the planning process, cities can ensure that their plans are equitable and inclusive, taking into account the needs and perspectives of all citizens. Citizen engagement also helps to build trust between citizens and their government, as citizens feel that their voices are being heard and their opinions are being taken into account. Furthermore, citizen engagement can help to identify potential problems and solutions that may not have been considered by the city planners. By engaging citizens in the planning process, cities can ensure that their plans are well-informed and reflective of the needs of their citizens. Citizen engagement is also important for creating a sense of ownership and responsibility among citizens. When citizens are involved in the planning process, they are more likely to take ownership of the plans and be invested in their implementation. This can help to ensure that plans are implemented effectively and that citizens are held accountable for their actions. Furthermore, citizen engagement can help to create a sense of community and foster collaboration between citizens and their government. By engaging citizens in the planning process, cities can create a sense of shared responsibility and ownership, which can help to ensure that plans are implemented successfully. In conclusion, citizen engagement is an important part of urban planning, as it allows citizens to have a say in the decisions that affect their lives. By engaging citizens in the planning process, cities can ensure that their plans are equitable and inclusive, taking into account the needs and perspectives of all citizens. Citizen engagement also helps to build trust between citizens and their government, as citizens feel that their voices are being heard and their opinions are being taken into account. Furthermore, citizen engagement can help to create a sense of ownership and responsibility among citizens, and foster collaboration between citizens and their government. Ultimately, citizen engagement is essential for creating cities that are equitable, inclusive, and responsive to the needs of their citizens. Main idea number 8. The benefits of urban resilience. Urban resilience is the ability of a city to withstand and recover from shocks and stresses. It is important to consider the benefits of urban resilience when planning for the future of cities, as it can help to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Urban resilience can help cities to become more sustainable and livable. It can help cities to better prepare for and respond to natural disasters, such as floods, hurricanes, and earthquakes. It can also help cities to better manage their resources, such as water, energy, and food. By having a resilient infrastructure, cities can be better prepared to handle the impacts of climate change, such as extreme weather events and sea level rise. Additionally, urban resilience can help cities to become more equitable and inclusive, as it can help to ensure that all citizens have access to the resources they need to thrive. Urban resilience can also help cities to become more economically competitive. By having a resilient infrastructure, cities can attract businesses and investments, as they will be seen as more reliable and secure. Additionally, resilient cities can better manage their resources, which can help to reduce costs and increase efficiency. Finally, resilient cities can better manage their waste, which can help to reduce pollution and improve air quality. Overall, urban resilience can help cities to become more sustainable, livable, equitable, and competitive. By having a resilient infrastructure, cities can better prepare for and respond to natural disasters, manage their resources, attract businesses and investments, and reduce pollution. Therefore, it is important to consider the benefits of urban resilience when planning for the future of cities. Main idea number 9. The role of nature in urban design. Nature can play an important role in urban design, providing a range of benefits such as improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. It is important to consider the role of nature in urban design to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Nature can be an important part of urban design, providing a range of benefits to city dwellers. Improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health are just a few of the benefits that nature can bring to urban areas. It is important to consider the role of nature in urban design to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Nature can be incorporated into urban design in a variety of ways. Green spaces, such as parks and gardens, can provide a place for people to relax and enjoy nature. Trees and other vegetation can be planted along streets and in public spaces to provide shade and reduce air pollution. Rain gardens can be used to capture and filter stormwater runoff, reducing the amount of pollutants entering local waterways. In addition to providing environmental benefits, nature can also be used to create aesthetically pleasing urban spaces. Trees and other vegetation can be used to create a sense of place and to define public spaces. Natural materials, such as stone and wood, can be used to create attractive and durable urban features. Nature can play an important role in urban design, providing a range of benefits to city dwellers. Incorporating nature into urban design can help to create sustainable and livable cities, while also providing aesthetic and environmental benefits. Main idea number 10. The benefits of urban forestry. Urban forestry can provide a range of benefits, including improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. It can also provide a refuge for wildlife and a place for people to relax and enjoy nature. Urban forestry can provide a range of benefits to cities and their inhabitants. Improved air quality is one of the most important benefits of urban forestry. Trees absorb pollutants from the air, such as carbon dioxide, ozone, and particulate matter, and release oxygen into the atmosphere. This helps to reduce air pollution and improve air quality. Additionally, trees can reduce the urban heat island effect, which is caused by the concentration of heat-absorbing materials in cities. Urban forestry can also increase biodiversity in cities. Trees provide habitat for a variety of wildlife, including birds, mammals, and insects. This can help to create a more diverse and vibrant urban ecosystem. Additionally, trees can provide a refuge for wildlife, allowing them to escape from the hustle and bustle of city life. Finally, urban forestry can improve mental health. Studies have shown that spending time in nature can reduce stress and improve mood. Trees can provide a place for people to relax and enjoy nature, which can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. Urban forestry can provide a range of benefits to cities and their inhabitants. From improved air quality to increased biodiversity and improved mental health, urban forestry can help to create a healthier and more vibrant urban environment. Main idea number 11. The role of public spaces. Public spaces in cities provide a range of benefits, including improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. They can also provide a place for people to relax and enjoy nature, and a place for people to come together and interact. Public spaces in cities are essential for the health and well-being of citizens. They provide a range of benefits, including improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. Public spaces can also provide a place for people to relax and enjoy nature, and a place for people to come together and interact. These spaces can be used for a variety of activities, from outdoor concerts and festivals to sports and leisure activities. Public spaces can also be used to create a sense of community and foster a sense of belonging. Public spaces can also be used to promote sustainability and environmental stewardship. By providing green spaces, public spaces can help to reduce air pollution and improve air quality. They can also provide habitats for wildlife, helping to increase biodiversity in urban areas. Public spaces can also be used to promote sustainable transportation, such as bike lanes and pedestrian pathways. Public spaces can also be used to promote social justice and equity. By providing a safe and welcoming space for people of all backgrounds, public spaces can help to reduce inequality and promote inclusion. Public spaces can also be used to promote civic engagement and political participation, by providing a place for people to come together and discuss issues that are important to them. Public spaces are essential for the health and well-being of citizens, and for the sustainability of cities. They provide a range of benefits, from improved air quality and increased biodiversity, to improved mental health and a sense of community. By providing a safe and welcoming space for people of all backgrounds, public spaces can help to reduce inequality and promote inclusion. Public spaces can also be used to promote sustainability and environmental stewardship, and to promote civic engagement and political participation. Main idea number 12. The impact of transportation on cities. Transportation has a significant impact on cities, leading to increased air pollution, increased noise, and increased traffic congestion. It is important to consider the effects of transportation when planning for the future of cities. Transportation has a major impact on cities, both in terms of the environment and the quality of life of its citizens. Air pollution, noise, and traffic congestion are all direct results of transportation in cities. Air pollution is caused by the burning of fossil fuels, such as gasoline and diesel, which release pollutants into the air. Noise pollution is caused by the sound of vehicles, such as cars, buses, and trains, as well as the sound of construction and other activities. Traffic congestion is caused by the number of vehicles on the roads, which can lead to delays and increased travel times. The effects of transportation on cities can be seen in the form of increased air pollution, noise, and traffic congestion. These effects can have a negative impact on the health of citizens, as well as the environment. Air pollution can lead to respiratory illnesses, while noise pollution can lead to hearing loss and other health issues. Traffic congestion can lead to increased stress levels and decreased quality of life. It is important to consider the effects of transportation when planning for the future of cities. Sustainable transportation solutions, such as public transportation, cycling, and walking, should be encouraged to reduce air pollution, noise, and traffic congestion. Additionally, cities should consider the use of green technologies, such as electric vehicles, to reduce emissions and improve air quality. By taking these steps, cities can ensure that their citizens have access to safe and efficient transportation while also protecting the environment. Main idea number 13. The role of nature in urban health. Nature can play an important role in urban health, providing a range of benefits such as improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. It is important to consider the role of nature in urban health to ensure that cities are healthy and livable. Nature can provide a range of benefits to urban health, from improved air quality to increased biodiversity. Green spaces, such as parks and gardens, can help to reduce air pollution and provide a place for people to relax and enjoy the outdoors. Trees and other vegetation can also help to reduce noise pollution and provide shade from the sun. Additionally, green spaces can provide habitat for wildlife, helping to increase biodiversity in urban areas. The presence of nature in urban areas can also have a positive effect on mental health. Studies have shown that access to green spaces can reduce stress and improve mood. Additionally, spending time in nature can help to reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety. Nature can also provide a sense of connection to the environment, which can help to foster a sense of well-being. It is important to consider the role of nature in urban health to ensure that cities are healthy and livable. Urban planners should strive to create green spaces and incorporate nature into the urban landscape. Additionally, policies should be put in place to protect existing green spaces and promote the creation of new ones. By doing so, cities can become healthier and more livable for all. Main idea number 14. The benefits of urban greening. Urban greening can provide a range of benefits, including improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. It can also provide a refuge for wildlife and a place for people to relax and enjoy nature. Urban greening can provide a range of benefits, including improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. Green spaces in cities can help to reduce air pollution by trapping particulate matter and absorbing pollutants. They can also provide habitats for a variety of wildlife, increasing biodiversity in urban areas. Additionally, green spaces can provide a place for people to relax and enjoy nature, which can have a positive effect on mental health. Urban greening can also help to reduce the urban heat island effect, which is caused by the concentration of heat-absorbing materials such as asphalt and concrete in cities. Green spaces can help to reduce this effect by providing shade and cooling the air. Additionally, green spaces can help to reduce stormwater runoff, which can help to reduce flooding in cities. Urban greening can also provide economic benefits. Green spaces can attract tourists and businesses, which can help to boost the local economy. Additionally, green spaces can provide recreational opportunities, such as walking trails and playgrounds, which can help to increase physical activity and improve public health. Overall, urban greening can provide a range of benefits, from improved air quality and increased biodiversity to improved mental health and economic benefits. It can also provide a refuge for wildlife and a place for people to relax and enjoy nature. Main idea number 15. The role of urban ecology. Urban ecology is the study of the interactions between humans and the environment in cities. It is important to consider the role of urban ecology when planning for the future of cities, as it can help to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Urban ecology is an important field of study that examines the interactions between humans and the environment in cities. It is essential to consider the role of urban ecology when planning for the future of cities, as it can help to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Urban ecology looks at the ways in which humans interact with the environment, and how these interactions can affect the health of the city. It also looks at the ways in which the environment can be managed to ensure that it is healthy and productive. Urban ecology can help to identify areas of the city that are in need of improvement, and can provide guidance on how to best manage the environment in order to make cities more livable and sustainable. Urban ecology can also help to identify areas of the city that are in need of protection. For example, urban ecology can help to identify areas of the city that are home to endangered species or are important for the health of the environment. By understanding the role of urban ecology, cities can be better equipped to protect these areas and ensure that they remain healthy and productive. Additionally, urban ecology can help to identify areas of the city that are in need of restoration, and can provide guidance on how to best restore these areas. Urban ecology is an important field of study that can help to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. By understanding the role of urban ecology, cities can be better equipped to protect and restore areas of the city that are important for the health of the environment. Additionally, urban ecology can help to identify areas of the city that are in need of improvement, and can provide guidance on how to best manage the environment in order to make cities more livable and sustainable. Main idea number 16. The impact of gentrification on cities. Gentrification has had a significant impact on cities, leading to increased inequality, displacement of existing residents, and changes in the character of neighborhoods. It is important to consider the effects of gentrification when planning for the future of cities. Gentrification has had a profound effect on cities, leading to a widening of the gap between the rich and the poor, displacement of existing residents, and changes in the character of neighborhoods. As gentrification has become more widespread, it has become increasingly important to consider its effects when planning for the future of cities. Gentrification has been linked to a number of negative outcomes, including increased housing costs, decreased access to affordable housing, and a decrease in the diversity of neighborhoods. It has also been linked to a decrease in the availability of public services, such as parks and libraries, and an increase in crime. In addition, gentrification has been linked to a decrease in the sense of community and an increase in social isolation. The effects of gentrification can be seen in cities around the world. In some cases, gentrification has led to the displacement of existing residents, as wealthier individuals move into neighborhoods and drive up housing costs. This can lead to a decrease in the diversity of neighborhoods, as well as a decrease in the availability of affordable housing. In addition, gentrification can lead to a decrease in the availability of public services, such as parks and libraries, and an increase in crime. Finally, gentrification can lead to a decrease in the sense of community and an increase in social isolation. It is important to consider the effects of gentrification when planning for the future of cities. In order to ensure that cities remain vibrant and diverse, it is important to consider the needs of existing residents and to ensure that they are not displaced by gentrification. In addition, it is important to ensure that public services are available to all residents, regardless of their income level. Finally, it is important to ensure that neighborhoods remain diverse and that there is a sense of community among residents. Main idea number 17. The role of nature in urban sustainability. Nature can play an important role in urban sustainability, providing a range of benefits such as improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. It is important to consider the role of nature in urban sustainability to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Nature can provide a range of benefits to urban sustainability, such as improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. Green spaces, such as parks, can help to reduce air pollution, improve water quality, and provide habitats for wildlife. Urban green spaces can also provide a place for people to relax and enjoy nature, which can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. Additionally, green spaces can help to reduce the urban heat island effect, which can help to reduce energy consumption and improve air quality. In order to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable, it is important to consider the role of nature in urban sustainability. This includes incorporating green spaces into urban planning, such as parks, green roofs, and green walls. It also includes creating policies that promote the protection and restoration of natural areas, such as wetlands and forests. Additionally, it is important to consider the impact of urban development on the surrounding environment, such as the potential for increased air and water pollution. Nature can play an important role in urban sustainability, providing a range of benefits that can help to make cities more livable and sustainable. It is important to consider the role of nature in urban sustainability to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Main idea number 18. The benefits of urban green infrastructure. Urban green infrastructure can provide a range of benefits, including improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. It can also provide a refuge for wildlife and a place for people to relax and enjoy nature. Urban green infrastructure can provide a range of benefits, including improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. Green infrastructure can help reduce air pollution by providing shade and reducing the amount of heat absorbed by buildings and roads. It can also help to reduce the amount of stormwater runoff, which can help to reduce flooding and water pollution. Additionally, green infrastructure can provide a refuge for wildlife, helping to increase biodiversity in urban areas. Finally, green infrastructure can provide a place for people to relax and enjoy nature, which can help to improve mental health and well-being. Green infrastructure can also provide economic benefits. It can help to reduce energy costs by providing shade and reducing the amount of heat absorbed by buildings and roads. Additionally, green infrastructure can help to reduce the amount of stormwater runoff, which can help to reduce flooding and water pollution. This can help to reduce the costs associated with stormwater management. Finally, green infrastructure can help to increase property values, which can help to increase economic activity in urban areas. Overall, urban green infrastructure can provide a range of benefits, including improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. It can also provide economic benefits, such as reduced energy costs and increased property values. For these reasons, urban green infrastructure should be an important part of any urban planning strategy. Main idea number 19. The role of urban planning in climate change adaptation. Urban planning can play an important role in climate change adaptation, providing a way to reduce the impacts of climate change on cities. It is important to consider the role of urban planning in climate change adaptation to ensure that cities are resilient and livable. Urban planning can be used to reduce the impacts of climate change on cities by creating resilient and livable urban environments. This can be done through the use of green infrastructure, such as green roofs, green walls, and green spaces, which can help to reduce the urban heat island effect, reduce air pollution, and improve water quality. Additionally, urban planning can be used to create more efficient transportation systems, which can reduce emissions and improve air quality. Furthermore, urban planning can be used to create more efficient energy systems, which can reduce energy consumption and improve energy efficiency. Finally, urban planning can be used to create more efficient waste management systems, which can reduce waste and improve recycling rates. In addition to these strategies, urban planning can also be used to create more resilient and livable cities by increasing access to green spaces, improving public transportation, and creating more walkable and bikeable cities. These strategies can help to reduce the impacts of climate change on cities by providing more opportunities for people to access green spaces, reducing emissions from transportation, and improving air quality. Additionally, these strategies can help to create more livable cities by providing more opportunities for people to engage in physical activity, reducing stress levels, and improving mental health. Overall, urban planning can play an important role in climate change adaptation by providing a way to reduce the impacts of climate change on cities. By creating more resilient and livable urban environments, urban planning can help to reduce the impacts of climate change on cities and create more livable cities for people to live in. Main idea number 20. The role of nature in urban regeneration. Nature can play an important role in urban regeneration, providing a range of benefits such as improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. It is important to consider the role of nature in urban regeneration to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Nature can provide a range of benefits to urban areas, such as improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. It is important to consider the role of nature in urban regeneration to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable. Nature can be used to create green spaces, such as parks and gardens, which can provide a range of benefits to the local community. These green spaces can be used to create a sense of community, provide recreational opportunities, and improve air quality. Additionally, green spaces can be used to create habitats for wildlife, which can help to increase biodiversity in urban areas. Nature can also be used to create green infrastructure, such as green roofs and green walls. These green infrastructure solutions can help to reduce the urban heat island effect, improve air quality, and reduce stormwater runoff. Additionally, green infrastructure can be used to create habitats for wildlife, which can help to increase biodiversity in urban areas. Finally, nature can be used to create green corridors, which can help to connect green spaces and create a network of green infrastructure. Green corridors can help to improve air quality, reduce noise pollution, and provide recreational opportunities. Additionally, green corridors can be used to create habitats for wildlife, which can help to increase biodiversity in urban areas. In conclusion, nature can play an important role in urban regeneration, providing a range of benefits such as improved air quality, increased biodiversity, and improved mental health. It is important to consider the role of nature in urban regeneration to ensure that cities are sustainable and livable.